I would say that it's a tool that will enhance their work. We've seen our physical therapists take this and do things with it that me as a technologist would have never thought about. So it's a new tool for you to work with, and that will just enhance you as a physical therapist.
All right, we're getting virtual on this episode of the show. Virtual reality, augmented reality, and what I like is video gaming, gamification of physical therapy. Talking about using that as a motivation piece in therapy for a long time. I even think 4 or 5 years ago, this thing was still a dream. It's here now in terms of really getting something fun, engaging, objective measurements into a device all in one and making it easy for the therapist and fun and easy for the patient. So we've got Vina Somareddy of Neuro Rehab VR coming on the show today. She's going to talk all about her particular product and how it can help you in your clinic, but also really just about VR in general. That's her background. She's got a degree in game design and development, as well as a PhD before she decided to leave and work on Neuro Rehab VR full time. It's done in conjunction with Vina, who's got that video game design development background and a clinic. So this thing's been tested with PTs and PTAs. So website is neurorehabvr.com is where you can check that out, and you should. So we'll dig into the episode brought to you by Arias Medical Staffing. Want to thank those guys for helping us keep the pirate ship afloat here on the show. Check them out online if you're looking for a position anywhere in the 50 US states in all settings, especially this time with a lot of PTs being displaced. If you're looking to work and be a great physical therapist in some areas of need, check out AURESmedical.com. Also, show brought to you by our friends at Owens Recovery Science. A single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment and training you need to apply it properly in clinical practice. Find them online at owensrecoveryscience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pintcast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
All right, welcome back to the show. We are, continuing something we did at CSM not long ago in Denver. Was part of Technopalooza, really a celebration, sharing, letting people take a look at, kick the tires about technology in and around the field of physical therapy. Didn't get a chance to talk to our guest today while at Technopalooza because it was a little bit crazy. So we decided to bring her on the show virtually. See what I did there. Vina Somareddy is the co-founder and CTO at Neuro Rehab VR, a VR healthcare startup aimed at building virtual and augmented reality therapy exercises for patients with neurological disorders. Vina, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Where do we start? Virtual reality, augmented reality. Man, that wasn't a reality maybe even just a generation ago, but now not only is it here, I mean, little kids are playing with it, it's games, it's pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, definitely. And really excited about using it into the use case that we do for healthcare. And there's so many opportunities even in that too.
So talk about, you know, how Neuro Rehab VR got started. Where'd the eureka moment come? And then how does it coincide with physical therapy now?
Sure. Yeah, my background is in computer science and game design and development. And while I was working on my PhD for using VR for medical training and simulation, I received this email from my now co-founder that he wanted to use VR for physical therapy in his clinic. And he owns a neurological recovery center and he wanted to use it for his patients. And the incredible story is how his clinic started. His son had a brain injury about 5 years ago now, and he started the clinic for him, and he's working with hundreds of patients. And I went and checked out the clinic. I thought it was amazing. We get to be where the patients are and where the therapists are and create technology. And that's how it came about.
That's cool. So describe, if someone wanted to bring this into their clinic, you know, what is Neuro Rehab VR? What does the clinic actually get? And then what are they able to do with it? I've checked out some of your videos available at your website, which is neurorehabvr.com. So if you're looking for some visuals, you can check that out as you listen. But, you know, if someone's listening right now and they own a clinic, what do they get when they call you and they want to sign up?
Sure. Yeah. So if you do get a system for your clinic, you get a virtual reality headset that is right now connected to a tablet, and you have about 8 to 9 therapy modules that cover different parts of the body and the brain. So if you're working with a patient and you're working on the rapid activity training, we have therapy modules for that, like going grocery shopping or working on picking items off the shelf. And then we have lower extremity training applications for gait training, lower extremity training, and also core balance and cognitive training too. What we do with our therapy modules is we kind of combine the cognitive and the physical therapy part together. So both of them are doing, you know, working on both simultaneously instead of in isolation. And we also have application for stress and anxiety. So you get this whole comprehensive system along with data analytics, which records kinematic data such as range of motion, your joint angles, hip angles, you know, while you're working on the therapy application.
Wow.
And also in-game data such as how was your performance from the previous time, have you improved or not? And all of this data can be used by physical therapists, one, to figure out, you know, if the patient is getting better or not, and also to motivate the patients. We've seen that happen with our patients. They won the gamification part. They want to go back and beat their previous levels and previous scores. And they see those subtle changes that you won't be able to see sometimes when you're doing physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use this data for reimbursement too.
Yeah. So, I mean, this game is keeping score, number one, for the patient, because, you know, if you're playing a game, you want to know if you're doing well or not, if you're doing better or worse. But it's also keeping score if you're a physical therapist with objective data. And as you mentioned there at the end, that can be used for reimbursement, which is, you know, music to your ears if you're keeping score in terms of how your clinic can stay afloat. That's really cool.
Exactly. And it's all automated. So you get the reports right after you finish the session.
Yeah. That's what people wanted to hear right there, is that last part, is it's automated. You know, because a lot of times we'll say a lot of, the, you know, even 2 or 3 years ago, I mean, I graduated from PT school 4 years ago. And I remember in some of my rotations, we had some games, you know, we were using some really rudimentary ways of kind of incorporating like the Nintendo Wii. But in terms of getting objective real-time data, it wasn't there yet. And that was just 4 or 5 years ago. But now you're saying you can figure out, let's say you're using an upper extremity game. You know, there was a game I saw on your website called Retail Therapy, which puts the patient, you know, in a store trying to figure out to how they can can reach overhead and get things off of a shelf. You're able to measure those shoulder angles from session to session?
Right. Our range of motion right now is to what their movement from their shoulder. Yeah.
Yeah.
How far away was it from each session?
That's really
cool.
And
the other thing that we have in that game is our games customize according to the abilities of our patients. So in the clinic that we are part of, we see patients who have traumatic brain injuries, spinal cord injuries, and like Parkinson's. Some of them are very low level. And when we started to create the game, we saw that if they're not able to pick up an item, they're getting frustrated.
Right.
And we didn't want that to happen for our patients. So what it does is the environment becomes easier and changes. If they're struggling, the game helps you out a little bit.
Right.
So there's a little bit of an AI feature there. So your patients are never disappointed, but they're always challenged to keep getting better.
That's good. Yeah, if it's too easy, I don't care, because it's an, you know, it's a child's game. I don't want to play it.
Right.
If it's too hard, I get super frustrated because I can't do it. So making that scalable, man, that's important. And I guess I wouldn't have thought of that, but until you started really using on it. But you guys covered that. How do patients respond to using the technology? Just because if you're focused on people with neurological disorders, with traumatic brain injury, you're dealing with a wide variety of people. It's not just people who are maybe used to video games, you know, like myself. You know, so how do patients kind of respond to having this inside their therapy?
Yeah, we were skeptical about it too in the beginning, but it's been really good. Like, our patients love it.
Yeah.
They like it because, one, they come in, they're in this totally different world, which is much more fun than, you know, the gray walls of a therapy place. Once they're immersed in this world, they kind of forget about their inhibitions and what they cannot do, and that's our biggest advantage of being in the virtual world.
Yeah.
In the real world, you have this reference point as to what you cannot do, and people kind of, there's a mental barrier there. But once you remove that, and instead of looking at their own limbs, they're just probably seeing a sword or a different virtual avatar, and now they don't have those inhibitions.
Yeah.
We've seen they're more motivated, they're more engaged, they're focused on the task that they're doing, and they don't feel like they're doing therapy, and that's the best part.
Yeah.
But you're still working on your functional goals.
If you are a physical therapist listening and you play video games, you get it. Even without virtual reality, if you're just playing a video game on PlayStation or Xbox, you can get sucked in and you know, your house could be on fire and you kind of don't even notice it. But you mentioned that people kind of get sucked in and they get fully immersed. There are a lot of these great videos of people playing with things like the Oculus and the VR. And, you know, next thing you know, they're actually moving around the room, or they trip over something, or they get scared and they fall down. You get completely immersed. Even if you're fully aware that this is a VR experience, your brain just takes over, and it just your brain and your nervous system, it acts like you're part of that avatar in the game.
Exactly. And there's a lot of research that shows that people embody their virtual avatar as their own in the VR world, and that we use that for our advantage for mirror therapy and scaling up people's abilities. So in the real world, if a person has, you know, like they can move 10 degrees, they can extend their hand to 10 degrees, we can scale that up in the virtual world and make them feel like they're doing more, and which is, you know, good for forming those neural pathways and also encouraging the patient. Yeah. That they're able to finish this task and they keep pushing themselves.
Where is this going to go? I mean, you're doing this right now. I think even 3 or 4 years ago, people were saying, you know, maybe eventually it'll finally get here. I think we're past that. You know, virtual reality, augmented reality, it's here. It's already consumer-based, and you're already showing the benefits in therapy. Where are some things that, you know, this thing can go that maybe someone like me can't even predict yet?
Okay, I mean, there's lots of ways and lots of opportunities, especially as the hardware gets better and the software gets better too. There's more and more things that we can do. And that's one combination of virtual reality and AI so that we can customize the environment exactly for each patient, use that data that we have to be able to predict these are the therapy modules that you have to finish if you have the certain diagnosis to get better. So there's that data, there's the virtual environment part. And then we started with the application for neuro patients, and we want to expand to other things like orthopedics, general physical therapy, cognitive therapy, stress and anxiety. There's a lot of opportunities that we have not even tapped into yet. And then now there's telehealth that we're looking into. So with better hardware and better portable systems, you can take this piece of device home and your therapist can remotely monitor what you're doing and make sure that you're doing okay. And the other part is having a social scenario inside of VR. So imagine two of us talking on a phone, we're instead inside a virtual room together. We look like avatars to each other, but we can talk to each other just like we are right now, but have a better presence. And if a therapist has a headset and the patient has a headset, they can actually do physical therapy together right there.
Wow, that's crazy. And here's the thing, as you saying that, I hadn't even thought of that because, you know, this is your thing and not mine. But that's probably not even that far off. I mean, look how far we've come in, you know, the last three or four years. That's probably not even far off at all.
Right. The technology is there to build all of that,
That's cool. Website, again, I want to say it so people can check this out, neurorehabvr.com. Excited to see what's coming down the line. It looks really, really great. You know, hearing the reaction from the patients and the therapists as both positive, excited to see where you guys are going to go with next.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back to the PT Pinecast.
Do you want to improve your skills as an orthopedic physical therapist? Do you want to practice at the top of your profession? Have you ever thought about earning your orthopedic clinical specialist certification? Well, imagine how great it would feel to go into the OCS examination feeling confident and prepared that you'll pass on your first attempt. If you were given a plan that was simple to follow, if you were given lessons that were easy to understand, and you were given sample tests that sharpened your skills. However you're comfortable studying, the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy's Current Concepts course can make you more prepared and confident for the OCS examination. But it can't help you unless you take the first step and make the investment. And today is your chance. Go to orthopt.org and take the Current Concepts course from the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy. That's orthopt.org and the Current Concepts course from the Academy of Orthopedic Physical Therapy.
Keep up with the show online, ptpinecast.com, and on the socials at PT Pinecast.
New Step created the first product of its kind 25 years ago. That was the New Step Recumbent Cross Trainer. Now it's a mainstay in rehab with physical therapists worldwide. New Step now continues its tradition of innovation with the New Step Transit, another innovation in recumbent cross trainers for physical therapists, delivering real-time biofeedback with this piece of equipment, letting you use it in meaningful ways for awareness of physical performance, goals, identifying and correcting deficits or imbalances. Take a test drive or find out more at newstep.com. That's NUstep.com. Online at newstep.com.
And we're back. Let's get back to the show.
Vina, we have a segment on the show that's called Three Questions. Are you ready to play that?
Sure.
On the Hot Seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
All right, no pressure, Vina. Three questions brought to you by Arias Medical Staffing, leaders in travel PT. And at this time especially, there are different communities around the country that are really impacted and will need physical therapists. All different settings, all different states, all 50 states are represented within Arias. So if you're looking for a position, if you've been displaced and out of work where you are, and you're looking for somewhere to go as a job as a physical therapist, check out Arias, AURUSmedical.com. That is AURUSmedical.com. Go there and check that out. Vina, the first question on three questions is a where question. Once we're free to move about the country and travel for leisure again, where's someone in the 50 U.S. states that you've wanted to always go?
Oh, the thing is, I've been to Alaska. I want to go back there again.
Yeah, Alaska. It's just a big, big state. It's beautiful up there. Good choice.
Thank you.
Second question is a what question. What's something you've watched or listened to or read, something that you'd suggest to the audience, something that really inspired you or something that really, really drew you in?
Okay. Let me see. I really like this book called Lost and Founders. This is for other entrepreneurs who are out there. I feel like it's an underrated book. This is about a founder who's talking about everything that he went through in the part where they're not talking about all just the highs, but also the lows.
Right.
So Lost and Found is a good book.
That's Rand Fishkin, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Good to do that no matter where you are in the stage of entrepreneurship. You know, if you own your own clinic or own your own business, good to see the highs, but of course, as you mentioned, the lows as well. Last question on three questions is a who question. Who's someone the audience of physical therapists and physical therapist assistants should know more about?
I can talk about everybody, all the physical therapists that I know. There's Eric Ace. He's one of PTAs in our clinic, and he's really into gaming. And he's one of the biggest proponents for VR. So he comes up with the best ideas for us to implement. And I think that's something you should know.
I love that. I love that you guys are taking ideas from the therapist and the therapist learning the technology. It's a good back and forth. And again, that website, neurorehabvr.com. Last thing we do on the show, Vina, is your parting shot.
This is the parting shot.
Rock Tape, the world's leading kinesiology tape, is bringing you your parting shot. More than just a tape company, though, a movement company, giving you the classes, the education, and yes, the world's leading kinesiology tape to get your patients moving stronger, longer. Find out more information about Rock Tape and how you can apply with your patients at rocktape.com/medical. That's rocktape.com/medical. What's the thing that you'd want physical therapists and physical therapist assistants to pay attention to and to make sure they don't forget in terms of VR and AR and technology? What's something you always try to relate to them?
I would say that it's a tool that will enhance their work from what it is. We have seen our physical therapists take this and do things with it that me as a technologist would have never thought about. So it's a new tool for you to work with, and that will just enhance you as a physical therapist.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, as the technology progresses, and that's your background, you give a physical therapist an exercise ball or, you know, a strip of rubber like a TheraBand, we'll figure out some cool stuff to do with it. We'll figure out how to make it difficult. Mm-hmm. But as this stuff advances, I just see great things. Glad you're out there doing it, and exciting to see. So definitely want people to go check out those videos and just check out the example of how you can apply this, because, man, it's endless. The options are going to be endless. NeuroRehabVR.com. Vina, appreciate your time coming on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was really fun.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Want to thank Brooks IHL. That's Brooks Rehabilitation Institute of Higher Learning, offering residencies, fellowship education, orthopedics, women's health, geriatrics, neurologic PT, pediatrics, sports. That's an overview of their residencies. Check out what they have to offer at brooksihl.org. World-class educational opportunities to the local and regional community. Check them out, brooksihl.org. Our home on the internet.
PTPintcast.com.
Created by Build PT.
Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.